Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everyone, to this Sunday morning of Psychic View. I just wanted to let you know I'm going to go right to the readings as soon as I get my cards here going. And you know what? I want you guys to realize before I do that, this week I want you to concentrate on why change is good for you. I know that sounds like the weirdest thing for me to open the show with, but it's saying here that especially this week, the influences I'm getting about this week is that the more comfortable you are with change, the more comfortable you're going to be with how the universe is working to make you better, stronger, more fulfilled. So I just want to let you know that that's sort of the key word of the week is change. So, all right, I'm going to go to right here in fabulous Las Vegas, area code 702. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
It's Bonnie, Mona. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Bonnie. What's your question for me?
It's a current, job question. So I'm getting ready to start this new job at a warehouse, and they're going to be having me work with, the paperwork for the items to be packed out. And I just want to know, do you see anything, big happening there, or is this just a job for me to, pay the bills and,
Actually, There's a guy that you're working with that might be your supervisor, that the more you can keep him focused, the more you make him look good, the better it is for you. Because this is actually saying it's a really good job. And that you may be there a while
You said it's a good job, that's what I'm saying, what do you see happening there?
What I'm seeing is that the more you learn, the more you're going to be promoted. That the more of a team player you are, the more you use that wonderful charm of yours, that loveliness that's naturally yours, the more you're going to be promoted. There is absolutely nothing wrong with this job. This is a great job.
Oh, okay. And you said you see me there for a while?
What, honey?
I'm sorry, you said you see me there for a while?
I do see you there for a while. So whatever you've landed here, do your best at, because it's saying that this job has great potential for you.
Oh, okay. That's good news.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Vince.
Hey, Vince. What's your question for me?
Okay. I still haven't gotten hired from that company, and I don't know what's going on there. But here's the thing is, on Thursday, I went for an aptitude test for a job at a brewery. And I don't know if I passed the test. I did really well with everything except one little segment. So I'm wondering if you see me passing this test and getting called in for another interview. But at the same time, I was supposed to go for a testing for a job on Wednesday, and they had to cancel because their computers crashed. They rescheduled for this coming Wednesday, and this company's initials are GP, and they're a huge company. And so on Wednesday, I'm going for the testing for this company, and I'm wondering if you see that one coming through as well.
I like the second one as opposed to the first one.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that you didn't do well on the first one, and if they offer you a job, you should take it. But I like the second business you've mentioned over the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, Vince, any job, you should take any job that's offered you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which you know. I mean, you know that. But what the cards are saying here is that the happiest job for you is the job that you feel the most at home in. And what I picked up from you when you were describing the jobs is that that it feels like you would be happier at the second job than the first one.
Okay. Yeah, because I had a dream that I got a job there at the second one. So and
see?
And I keep trying to get messages to see if I passed the test or not for the brewery job, because I do have the experience. I've worked at two different breweries. I've worked at Coke, Pepsi. So I have the experience. It's just a question of whether or not I passed the test or not.
Well, I think you did fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Vince. Thanks a lot.
And I'll email you and keep you updated.
Oh, good. That's great. Thank you.
I should know
okay,
by tomorrow.
You.
Thanks.
Oh, cool. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 703 area code. Hello, 703. Who's this?
Good morning to you, Mona. Eric calling. How are you?
Oh, hey, Eric. What's your question for me?
I actually sent a closure email to my ex-girlfriend, Christina. And
mm-hmm.
Do you think anything, and it wasn't a nice one, but she showed up on a dating website, and I had a lot to say to her. And do you think that now I'm finally going to get her out of my life, that she may eventually at least come forth to apologize for the way that she's been, so I can clear my life for people like Victoria, who did contact me in May for a job, but she's been pretty silent again.
Okay. What your cards are saying right now, all right, when I do a reading for somebody, it's like a picture of the moment, okay? And
sure.
And I think you know that, right?
Yes.
What the cards are saying right now is that anybody that was in your crosshairs from the past, you need to let go of. Even if they owe you an apology, even if you might think that there might be potential with someone from the past or somebody you've already met, according to what I'm seeing in the cards here, is it's going to be somebody new that you meet that actually is a better partner for you than anybody you already know now or somebody from the past.
Hmm.
So, like I said, when I do a reading for somebody, it's a picture of the moment, and your cards are talking about that it's not anybody from the past, it's somebody that you have yet to meet.
Do you have any idea of when, roughly, that might occur?
Probably not until after December.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
I'm thinking, like, no, end of November, December is when you're more likely to meet this person. But it's not so much about a timeline on your cards. It's about letting go of people that are not a good fit for you. And it's almost as though I want you to sit down and write down what you are looking for in a good partner and realize mm-hmm. that with this chick that reposted her stuff up on the, That wasn't Victoria,
dating,
that was the other person.
Okay. Christina.
The gal that posted
Christina.
Yeah, the gal that posted the stuff on the dating site.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta realize you dodged a bullet there, dude. And when you look at it that way, like, holy crap, she totally revealed herself to me before things got too serious. You dodged a bullet here. I'm hoping that you get to the point where you actually see there's a little bit of relief and humor in the fact that the universe was basically steering you away from her.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather you celebrate the fact that you didn't end up with a loser. Because, God forbid, I mean, seriously, think about it. You know,
well,
I want you to, go ahead.
So she does have a exaggerated sense of self-worth and is a party girl and basically uses men, you know, for money and
for,
I mean, you can think of the things.
For financial gain, yes.
You can think of the things that, you know, that a party girl does, but yes. Yeah, so, but it's funny. She never asked me for finances, so that was kind of interesting.
Okay, here's the thing: is that she is very self-absorbed.
Yes, I know.
Now, that's very different from being self-aware. Okay, self-aware is when you kind of know what your foibles are and you know when you kind of need to pay attention to something, but she's self-indulgent, you know. You dodged a bullet there, dude. You really did, and I'm happy to hear that you did. You see what I'm saying?
I'm happy that I had some closure to actually be able to communicate with her again, even if it's one-sided, meaning that she doesn't respond back to me. I'm just happy to have communicated what I needed to say to her. So that helps me a lot, actually.
And you know she saw it.
I am not sure, but I am 90% sure that she probably would have seen it because she wouldn't be on the site.
Right. And the thing is that you got to realize that this woman is just so immature. I mean, for her to treat people the way she treats it, that's pretty immature.
Mm-hmm. 35 years old. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, she says she thinks she wants all this stuff. She doesn't really. Or her behavior would be different.
I basically told her she was a fake. And that, and all that jazz, you know, so some other stuff I don't want to go into detail, but basically, you know, lying, cheating, and just a fake representation of who she really is. So
exactly,
I needed to say that to her, and it felt really good.
Well, but you know, you didn't use any bad language. You were just, you know,
I was correct.
Right. You were as civil as you could possibly be about it. By telling her that she really is a loser.
Right.
With a capital L. And she deserves it, she deserves what she gets, and you deserve much better.
And I also told her that I don't expect her good things to come into her life because basically of the way that she is, the way that she acts. So.
Well, and the thing is that you have made sure the door is closed, and that's what was important. All right, my friend, I got to go.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mona. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
You have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 845 area code. Hello, 845. Who's this?
It's Lucy.
845.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. Who's this?
It's Lucy.
Did you say Lucy?
Yes.
Okay, Lucy, what's your question for me?
Okay, my question is, I am doing for a long time my affirmation that I'm freedom, full of unconditional love, happiness, joy, prosperity, and more goodness in life for the highest good of all. My question is, how close I am from it? What could I do to be there?
Well, the biggest thing I want to tell you about what your cards are saying here is that you, as far as your affirmations that you're doing, mm-hmm. you need to take the picture of a man to help you be there out of the vibrational equation. Because what the cards are saying here is that you want all those things, but you sort of want someone to step in and support you to do it. And I know that sounds like the weirdest thing I could tell you right out of the box here, But what it's saying is that there is a man coming to you that will be a partner with you as soon as you are totally financially independent on your own. So there's literally, and this is how I have to say it to you, there is no knight in shining armor that's coming to you. There is a man coming to you that will probably be in about the same place you are, but he's not this like rich guy that's going to decide that you're the one he's going to take care of as long as you make sure his boxers are clean. So what it's saying is that you need to start from the perspective that you already have all the tools you need to have what you want. You need to start with the idea that you are perfect the way you are and then move forward that way. The thing you need to do is not decide that it's a man that's going to basically rescue you from your life. It's going to be you that evolves yourself to the point where you're proud of where you are because you're able to autonomously earn a decent income and have a great life, and then you meet him.
Okay, so at this point, at this point, I am investing very aggressively, and I am not depending of anybody from anybody. But I guess my energy is still showing that.
Well, what I'm seeing here is that you are already on the path to having everything you want financially, and
yes,
that you need to be happy along the way during the process. That the process is part of the happiness. That the getting to a certain dollar amount is not the ultimate goal. It is getting to the point where the process and everything you're doing is not only part of the goal, but there's a joyful part of doing the tasks connected to get to that goal.
Okay.
So that's the only element that I see as missing is the fact that you keep thinking that it's a destination to get to, and I'm actually seeing that you're already there, that you're already in the process toward that. So but the thing is that there is a man coming here, and as long as you don't view him like he's a knight in shining armor, if you view him like he's a great friend that's as smart as you are and that you guys have a lot in common and it can move forward into something very serious between the two of you, that's what's happening next. You just can't look at a man as though he's going to be your rescuer here.
No. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's the only thing I see to tell you is that you're already there. It's like you're already there. Yeah, and I have to say, if you were to compare your life to somebody else that's really struggling, I'm saying when I say struggling emotionally, struggling financially, struggling with their family, you know, they would be incredibly envious of what you have.
They are.
Because
you're
already,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're
sometimes
already there, my friend.
Yeah, sometimes I think, okay, how can you have so much jealousy? Because what you have is even bigger, like they don't see the goodness on themselves and they see myself happy and then say, oh my God.
Because there are so many people that think that happiness is outside of themselves. And that's people that tend to be jealous. Is that, it's like when I see people that are successful, it's like, cool, that is so great. Because you're able to do it, that means you're showing me an example that I can do it. Do you see what I'm saying? Is that you need to get to the point when you look at somebody that's done something phenomenal and go, wow, that is so cool. Wow.
I am like that. The only thing that I have been thinking is that if I get involved with anybody, because I all by myself for many years, I don't have any partner or anybody with me at this point for 3 or 4 years, is thinking to complete myself, to really, if I go into a relationship, I'm complete. That's the reason that when you told me I am still waiting for my Prince Charming to come and rescue me, then I say, wow, I saw that energy was out of my system already.
Good. All right. Well, you have a man coming. And what I really like about this guy is that the two of you get each other. And it starts from a real friendship and respect for what both of you have achieved. And as a matter of fact, if this moves toward marriage, you're probably going to get a prenuptial because, you know, he's not going to want you in your stuff and or in his stuff, and you're not going to want him in yours.
No,
and
I'm
it's
not.
Going to be
a
real.
Anybody.
It will be. There's definitely this man coming. It will be a real connection of two equals, which will make people even more jealous of you. I'm just saying. You know, the thing is that you need to step away from the people that are jealous of you and instead embrace those people that get the whole idea of being successful. And I'm sorry, I got to go, my friend. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye now. Okay, I've got somebody here from area code 443. Oh, let me get you on the air here. Hold on. Hello, 443. Who's this?
This is Anna Marie.
Hey, Anna Marie, what's your question?
My question is in regard with my relationship. I had a discussion with my boyfriend through text and email, and I think I hurt his feelings, but I'm not quite sure. I haven't heard from him since then. That was earlier last week. So what do you see in that?
All right, what'd you say? What'd you do?
All I did was I told him that he was focusing too much on the physical part of the relationship instead of the emotional part.
You know
and
what?
I was being honest.
Well, okay. I actually think that that was incredibly brave of you. I am so impressed with you, Anna Marie. I just got a little thrill about that. I am so impressed with you. Do you realize
you.
How incredibly do you realize how incredibly aware that was that you did that? If I had a
now,
gold star, I'd be giving
now
it to
thinking
you
about
today.
It, yes.
I'm if I had a gold star, it'd be on your forehead right now. You know what? I don't care if you hurt his feelings.
Okay.
Because here's the thing: if he doesn't understand that there's this whole woman here, and that the sexuality part of you is only say 20% of you, then if he doesn't get that, you've dodged a bullet. Just like Eric earlier with the chick that was, you know, Miss Fake-a-soid.
Right.
Right? So here's the thing. I am so proud of you. Oh, you just filled my heart. Really, seriously. The fact that you say I'm concentrating, you're concentrating a little too much on the physical side of things. You know, you're
yeah,
too much into. It's like it became a booty call.
Yeah, it started to become that way, and then I was like, I don't want to feel that way. So he always
right.
told me whatever, however I feel, let him know how I felt. So it was molding over me for like a week or two. So I was like, I need to tell him because it's starting to press on me too much. So then I finally
right.
told him, my weight was lifted off. But he wasn't like up. Completely upset. He was like, okay, that was about it. It was kind of like an odd feeling on it. Cause we usually
okay, but see, the thing is if it, sweetheart, if it was okay, he would have picked up the phone after thinking about it for a day and called you.
Right.
If it was really okay. And the fact that he didn't, it says to me that he's this immature little 15-year-old in his head trying to get as much as he can while he can. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And should he respond? I would give him another week and a half. If he responds the next week and a half and says, hey baby, we haven't connected in a while. Say, yeah, I'd love to see you. Let's go to dinner. Well, I was thinking I'd just come over. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Let's go to dinner. Well, payday's not till Friday. Don't let him pull that on you.
Okay.
Just the fact that you actually said, this doesn't feel right. And what's the big lesson here, Anna Marie?
Awareness of it all?
No. The big lesson is, it's much more basic than that. The big lesson is the next guy you're interested in, you don't sleep with him for at least 3 months.
That's what I did with this one.
Well, and see, that's the thing, is that Now, that surprises me that you actually held him at bay for 3 months and then you guys actually started being intimate instead of it being a way for you to get even closer. You know, he basically has made it all about that every time you guys have been together, right?
Yeah.
So the thing is that that's really all he was interested in. The fact that he has not responded in a week and a half after that little text exchange says to me that he was just interested in conquering you. But here's the thing, is you made him wait. And you're going to make the next one wait. And you're going to say, I want to make sure I like you before I sleep with you. You know, I like sex, but I don't like every single time I get together with somebody to be about sex. And, you know, when he will call you, by the way, because, you know, he's not used to women being strong like you are. But what I want you to say is that, well, I just think it had gotten to the point that the only thing we did when we got together was have sex. We weren't going to the movies. We weren't, you know, going to swap meet, or we weren't doing things together. We were just having sex. And
right.
I didn't want to be just that one dimension with you. So there you go. All right, my friend, I'm going to let you go.
All right, thank you.
You did the right thing. I'm very proud of you. Gold star for the day.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 843 area code. Hello, 843. Who's this?
Hello, this is Felicia.
Hey, Alicia, what's your question?
Is there anything coming up that I need to concentrate on?
Okay, sweetheart, that's a full reading. So I need a specific question. That was very tricky of you, bless your little heart, because that's why people call me for a full session. So fabulous gal, tell me a specific question.
Ooh. Specific one. I think things are so-so, but I guess work-related.
Okay. Well, here's what I see as the nature of who you are. You are somebody that you bring harmony to chaos. You're incredibly creative. You are incredibly spiritually aligned for such a young person. There's this incredible innate sense of right and wrong that you carry with you, which I incredibly admire. All right. So those are the gifts that I'm seeing right now in your cards. Where you're working right now, it says that you are absolutely exhausted and that you're the one that's making sure everything, all the ducks stay in a row, all right? So if you're not working right now, you need to realize that your biggest gift is you bring harmony to chaos and you're really good at getting people moving forward and working as a team because you set a great example yourself, okay? If you
okay.
are working,
Okay.
All right. If you are working right now, are you working right now?
Yes.
Okay. What it's saying here is that it's time to go ask the boss about what the next step looks like for you. That instead of you sort of waiting to be asked the prom, I want you to go and say, I really want to help with the prom. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like, and I'm using the high school example because this is a really perfect one. There are so many people out there that never got to go to the prom, right? Now, those same people, if they fast-forwarded 20 years and looked back and went, well, crap, I didn't want to go to the frickin' prom anyway, all right? But if there is something in your life that you want, you need to find a way to participate in the thing that you want. So if we fast-forwarded and made prom dates 20 years later than they usually are, usually what people would do is, well, if no one's inviting me to the prom, then I'll get on the committee to help coordinate the prom. Then I can go. Do you see what I mean? So what I want you to do is for that next step at your career, I want you to get on the committee.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. You're sort of waiting for the spotlight to come on you, and I'm actually telling you to step into it.
Okay.
Because you are incredibly talented. You are, you're somebody that if I had a job open, just by looking at your cards, I'd hire you on the spot. Because I'm looking at, well, that's what I'm seeing in your cards, is that you give a crap when you work. It's the quality of your work. It's how you make the company look. And so it's time for you to go to your supervisor and say, I'd like to know what it takes to be considered for the next step.
Okay.
And then you see if then if you look at any committee around you at work, say, you know, like if there's a, you know, some people have committees at work where they plan the holiday events and employee parties and stuff like that. You might say,
yes.
Hey, can I get on the committee? Because I don't think people realize how smart you are and how much you have to be able to contribute.
Yes, because I'm only
and so, but,
part-time right
go
now.
Go ahead. Okay,
I said,
well, then that's
I'm only
cool.
part-time right now, so.
All right, so here's the thing, is that you go in, you're there on time, you do your job, you don't make trouble, right? So
right.
You go to your supervisor and say, hey, you know, I'm only part-time, and I've been working here for, what, 6 months?
Yes, a little bit more than that.
Okay, so I've been working here a little over 6 months, 8 months, whatever it is, and I'm wondering, when can I be considered to be a full-time employee?
Okay. I'll do that.
And then sign up for whatever the committee is that does the employee events. Say, you know, I only work part-time, but I really would like to volunteer to be on the committee. The cool thing about it is you doing committee work will give you a few extra hours. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes.
And so by you jumping in and being this, like, total team player right now, first of all, you've already earned the right to be considered to be full-time. And secondly, I want them to see that they can't afford to lose somebody like you.
Okay.
All right, my friend. And then there's
That's
this
it.
Huge creative – I got to tell you this real quick before I let you go. There's this huge creative side to you. I don't know if you're a singer. I don't know if you're really good in the kitchen. I don't know if you're a natural writer. I don't know if there's something about you that's incredibly creative. You need to expand on that, because that's what God put you on this earth to do, is creative.
Okay.
All right, my friend,
right,
gotta go.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later. You're welcome. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 205 area code. Hello, 205. Who's this?
Hello, this is Shantae. It's from Alabama.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. My question for today is, do you see Mr. Cortez getting back together?
You and Cortez, let me look. No. And when people ask me a yes or no question like that, what I do is I look at the cards, and if the majority of the cards come up reversed, it means no. If the majority of the cards are upright, it usually means yes, depending on the cards. And I have to tell you that, let me specifically tell you, Cortez is coming up reversed, which means you're not getting the total truth from him. The new beginning that you thought you were going to have with him is reversed, which means that if you are communicating with him right now, you're not getting the total truth. I'm also seeing here that he's not really established in his career, that he really doesn't even still know what he wants to be when he grows up. He actually causes you more stress when you're around him than ease. In other words, you feel like you actually feel better about yourself when you're not with him than when you are with him, because you keep looking at his conflict as though it's something you've done and it has nothing to do with you. And there's a lot of chaos around this relationship, that there is no it does not feel like a relationship that is at ease, and I keep getting that word. It just feels volatile, like there could be a lot of jealousy there. There's a lot of not truth telling here. It just doesn't feel like a relationship at all. It feels like a guy that's incredibly cute, and boy, you'd really like to be with him, but he is in no place at all to be in a relationship. So that's what the cards are saying.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for a direct answer?
That's perfect. That's exactly
right.
What I was thinking.
see, you were right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend. Got to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Okay, it looks like I have somebody here that's online. So let me see. Zara, I think is the name here. Hi, this is Mona. Who's this?
Yes, hi. It's Zara.
Oh, Zara. What a cool name. Yes. So what's your question for me?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you answered my phone. It's about work and business initiative that I am moving into. Work-related.
Now, here's the funny thing about you, and I'm getting this vibration from you like right away before I even turn cards over. I want you to be amused, and I want you to think it's funny when people underestimate you. Okay? Just want you to start thinking that's funny because you have, you're actually going to the opposite emotion. You're actually maybe being sad or angry, and I really want you to think that's funny, okay? Because the lighter that you treat this, the more you realize that, boy, they have no freaking idea who they're dealing with, okay? As soon as you kind of go to that perspective, then 1,000 doors open for you.
Okay.
Okay? So in other words, I'm actually telling you to be serious about your work, but don't try so hard to make an impression.
But you'd be surprised to know that I was denied for an interview for a position that I was in for almost 6 years for a boss that I was working directly for 5 years.
And you know why that happened?
They wouldn't consider me for an interview.
I'll tell you why. Because they probably gave it to a man who has no qualifications to do the job. And for some weird reason, they're sort of counting on you to help this new person that's going into the position to do a better job at that job, which is incredibly unfair.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Wait. Sweetheart, don't get pissed off. Don't get angry.
Okay.
Go find something else. Because what I'm seeing here is as soon as you put out a few feelers about that you're interested in a new opportunity, these cards literally say 1,000 doors open for you.
Okay.
As soon as you realize that your experience is going to be so well received someplace else, you don't want to be in a place where it feels like you're constantly clawing for recognition, right?
Yeah.
And even though your boss was not a bad person, it's out of his hands who gets to go in the position after him. Do you see what I mean? And you need to understand as well that if this guy's – your boss is leaving the company, right?
Maybe she's planning on. I don't know.
Okay, because here's what I'm getting is that – the position is coming open, but maybe the people around her don't want to have her style repeated in the position. So they think that you're going to go in with the same style or the same vibration that she did.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of healing that needs to happen in that department.
Okay.
The position that you want. And I know you can do it, and you know you can do it. But uh-huh. there have been some complaints against your boss or some unproductivity connected with that job. That
okay.
they don't want to have the same, this is what I'm getting, that they don't want to have okay. the same influence going into that position. So it's not really you, it's just an assumption they've made about you.
Okay.
So here's, and we don't want someone assuming what you can and can't do, right?
Exactly.
Right. So, tell me the line of work you're in without telling me what you do. Tell me the industry you're in.
Federal government, civil service.
Okay. Okay. See, and you got to realize, too, you're dealing with a very pragmatic, very slow-moving battleship.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of work that you would be better at is if you were, and I'm going to use the same little metaphor here, you would be better on a sailboat than you would be
mm-hmm.
on a battleship.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are way more quick moving and quick decision making and a quick thinker
mm-hmm.
than the vibration and the culture of what you're working in.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need to find something in the private sector that has similar.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm in the talk right now to work out a franchise, a coffee shop. With my homemade food that I started a couple of months ago.
Well,
and
I love that idea. I love that idea. And, sweetheart, that's actually your dream anyway. So
yes.
if your job is just becoming such a drag,
yes.
that's your dream anyway. So the thing is you stay in the job long enough to have the monetary resources to spring forward in this, and
exactly.
and it's saying you do a great job. Now, here's just one little thing I want to say. Is that you don't need the franchise to do the coffee shop.
Okay.
I'd rather you name the coffee shop after you,
yes.
after your first name,
yes.
than for you to be another Starbucks, Peaks, Coffee Bean, you know, any of those.
Yeah.
I'd rather
yeah.
you do it under your own name
okay.
than do it under a franchise, because then you don't have to pay, like, I think it's like 30-40% of your profits to the franchise, right?
Probably, yeah. I don't know all the detail yet, but it just started
yeah.
talking.
I would, like I said, you have too much going for you. There's too much smarts between those ears
mm-hmm.
for you not to do it independently right out of the box.
Okay.
And I'd rather you be someone who starts a franchise than you being part of a franchise.
Hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, continue on what I'm doing, because I already started this small home-based business that I'm supplying to 6 coffee shops already out of my home.
Okay. See? All right, honey, bye. You have this going. I would rather there be a coffee shop named after you.
Okay.
You know, and there's so many little variations of your first name. It could be... And you said your name's Zara, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it could be Zara's Corner or Zara's
yes.
Coffee
yes.
or gosh, Zara's Place.
Yes.
You know, Zara's Zest. Ooh, ooh. You know,
I love that.
I don't, you know, and actually that should be one of the, actually if you did a, I don't know if you do like a lemon muffin that has lemon zest on it, that could be the name of the muffin.
Mm. I do a quinoa with lemon zest and lemon juice.
Oh, I love quinoa. Oh, my God, that's one of my favorites. All right, you, listen, I would much rather you do this independently on your own
okay.
than do it through a franchise. So that's
okay.
my piece of advice there. So
okay.
just keep doing what you're doing until you have the resources to really kick butt and take names.
Okay, so stay on your ground.
And just chalk up these folks at work that, first of all, if your coffee shop really takes off like I hope it will,
yeah.
you're not going to want to work there that long anyway.
Not at all.
And if you've got your job wired where you can go in and do your 8 hours and it doesn't really stress you out because you've got it wired,
mm-hmm.
then use that for as long as you can and build this other thing on the side. You can hire people to run the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and okay. on the weekends and in the evenings or early mornings, you're there.
Because that's what they want me to do. Like, they give the position to the other person they wanted, but they want me to do another, you know, the one she is not doing it anymore. And like you say, probably support this person. And
well, and see, that's the thing, is that there are people that would be all pissed off and insulted about that, or you would say, okay, that's just the universe telling me that I'm supposed to be doing something more independent and autonomous. Than be working in a career built here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just go in with the idea that, you know, you're a resource when you need to be asked. You've got great benefits there. Keep it for as long as you can until your coffee shop starts kicking butt and taking names.
Because
I see you opening 3 of these in your city within 5 years.
What?
Yes. That you will get a small business loan. It will start to perpetuate. I actually see that happening for you. So I just say that say to yourself that the universe is preparing you for your own success.
Okay.
And that you don't need to have recognition from your day job to have that success.
Okay. So I can know that for a fact for me that I will be on my own, but then use this until I get there.
Exactly. Just you know, don't act upset about it. You know, I want to say the universe has bigger plans for you, which is why this was not given to you.
Okay.
All right, my friend, gotta go. Okay.
Thank you
bye.
So much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right.
Okay,
see you later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. I've got somebody here from BC Watson.
Hi,
BC Watson. Who's this?
My name is Craig, and I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Craig. What's your question for me?
My question for today is, do you see online dating working for me?
Online dating. I don't like online dating.
I'm not
I don't
liking
know if you've caught that vibe. I don't know if you've actually listened to my program before, but and I don't know that I've actually ever said it, but for the most part, in 95% of the cases, I don't like online dating. And the reason I don't like online dating is that there are so many people out there that present a fake version of themselves. Like, I don't know if you were listening to Eric earlier in the program, but, you know, he's healing from this woman who presented herself to be all that in a bag of chips online.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not. She's she's a user. And so for you, you know, I'm picking up this incredibly wonderful, sincere quality about you, Craig, that is much more effective in person than it is over the internet.
Okay.
So here and now your next question is, well, how do I meet somebody that's like going to be good for me, right?
Right.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is that, by the way, you have the lover's card, so it's very likely that you're probably going to meet her within the next 6 months. And part of what you need to do in order to put yourself in the path of this quality woman is you need to start strategically networking. And when I say strategic networking, I'm talking about things that will benefit you that happen to also include the opposite gender. All right? A good example of that would be taking up public speaking, like going to Toastmasters in your city and finding what? Are you already a Toastmaster?
I've been talking about getting Toastmasters all year long.
Okay, because I have to tell you, you're going to have there's going to be a smorgasbord of opportunities for you if you get into Toastmasters. And the reason I say that is that there's usually a really good amount of men and women that come and do this. They all have kind of a professional vibration to them to begin with, or they're just simply getting over their fear of public speaking, all right? The wonderful thing about being a part of Toastmasters is that this is an incredibly supportive group, and there's a lot of single women that go to these meetings. But I don't want you to choose a Toastmaster group that meets after work. I want you to choose one that either meets for breakfast or for lunch.
Okay.
Breakfast would be ideal because What you're going to find is that not only is there going to be this great pool of professional people, but even, and I want you to find the biggest Toastmaster group you can. And the reason for that is that this is about you talking about yourself in sort of an indirect way while you are improving your public speaking skills. So when you get up there and you do this introduction, because you usually have to do an icebreaker where you introduce yourself and you say, you know, hi, my name is Craig. I've never done public speaking before. It makes me really incredibly uncomfortable. And, you know, and this is what I do for a living. That's usually what your icebreaker is something like that. Well, the cool thing about it is at some point when you're talking, you could actually make one of your speeches about the challenges of being a single man and finding a quality woman. Well, then the buzz is going to get out. Oh, gosh, that really great guy is single. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a way for you to showcase yourself without being so obvious about it, but having a sense of humor about it at the same time. Now, I am a competent Toastmaster. I actually was in Toastmasters for about 3 years. And you have to go through 10 speeches to become a competent Toastmaster. And then I ended up actually winning a speaking contest. I actually won one at this division level. It was the coolest experience for me. But did I know at that time, and I'm psychic, by the way, did I know at that time that that would prepare me to have a radio program? No.
What?
I didn't.
And the funny thing is, I want to prepare myself to be a motivational speaker.
Well, there you go. And it starts, you know, the best motivational speakers are the ones that can talk about their own personal experience.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So that's you, baby. And I mean that in an HR-appropriate way. That is you getting up there and going, okay, I'm tackling my fear of this. I'm tackling my fear of this. And then you get to meet a quality woman that probably has a job, is responsible, and you're more likely to find someone that's not a smoker, drinker, partier, and hoochie mama.
Right. Absolutely.
Because the identity is going to be more authentic right from the beginning. So, all right, my friend, let me know what happens.
Thank you. I certainly will.
All right. Thanks, Craig. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 631 area code. Hello, 631. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. What's your question for me?
When do you see my son coming back in to move with me? In with me.
Let me see. Well, it's saying that there is a reason to celebrate connected with the number 3. So you could hear incredibly good news within the next 3 weeks. Is there an ex-husband that's fighting this?
He's not fighting it because I didn't mention anything yet. I used to have my son without getting into it, and then 2.5 years ago he fought, so my son's living with him now, but I want him back. But there's nothing in court or anything because, you know, I can't say, oh, I just want him, I'll get him, you know what I mean?
Well, then you're going to have an honest dialogue with your ex and your son. How old is your son? 12?
My son, you got it, right? Oh, my God. Yeah, he's 12. My ex won't talk to me. He won't. I mean, I had a flat tire. He wouldn't even come to pick up my son yesterday. He won't even talk to me.
Wow. So, okay. Did you send him a picture of your flat tire?
No. My son called.
Okay.
He won't talk to me. So my son said, could you meet me halfway because my mom has a flat tire, and he said no. So my son said no. So my son said, I'm a little bit mad at him.
Okay, here's the thing, is that your ex has given your son the impression that you're not entirely honest. And that's part of the reason I asked you if you took a picture of the flat tire and sent it.
No, I didn't. He doesn't have, like, that kind of cell phone thing. But, no, he believed my son. And then when we got there, he saw the donut on it.
Okay. Okay, well, because what I'm getting is that your husband's got more crap going on than just his non-communication with you. It's more than just you right now, and I'm not taking his side. I'm just telling you that he is he's kind of always been like this. This has kind of always been his MO, you know? But it's saying here that there is good news in 3 weeks if you take advantage of how this is going to be best for your son, but I don't know that you're going to be able to get total custody back. It would probably have to be shared.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's shared. Now we have joint, but he lives with his dad, so I don't know what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying is that you may be able to work it out where maybe 1 week he's with you and another week he's with him.
Well, I have
you know,
that for the summer, but we can't have it during the school year because we live over an hour away. See, that's
well,
what I was saying.
Next time it's your week with your son, say, you know, I miss you a lot. I really would love it if for this school year or for this semester you came and lived with me.
Well, it would have
and
to be for a whole
said.
Year. Yeah. I
okay,
did,
but
and
ask
he,
him. Say,
I did last this past week. I had him for the week, and he said no.
Okay, well then you have to go with your son's wishes. But the fact that you're asking, he won't forget that you're asking. And that's the most important point here, is that you are letting your son know that you want him and that you love him and that you'd love to have more time with him. But, you know, in a lot of cases, young boys want to bond with their dad.
All right, so he'll just stay there, and I'll see him when I see
well,
him on the weekend.
But see, what I see here is that there is some coincidental event that happens that is a reason for you to celebrate. So it may be that if he's with you, now would he go to the same school if he was with you or with his father?
No, we're over an hour away.
Okay, so what is it about the school he'd be in where you are that would be interesting to him?
Well,
so
I don't know. Maybe he's scared because it's bigger, but I think it would be better for him because there's more teachers. He has the same teachers from kindergarten there to 12th grade, only one grade each. Here there's more sports. There's more to offer. It's a huge school.
What is he? But then, okay, then let's tap into that. What sport does he really like and is he good at?
Basketball and golf.
Okay.
He can play it there too, but...
Okay, but here's the thing, is you can say, wow, you know, if you come live with me for a year, you can see if you like this sports team better.
I could try.
Well, because the only way you're going to get him to think about it is if it benefits him in some way.
Yeah, I know that. I've mentioned it. I said, oh, there's a golf team. He goes, oh, there's a golf team on where I live.
Okay.
So I don't know. I guess he's just bent on staying there. But I don't think his dad, I mean, he just went, he goes, I don't know what I'm going to do all week there.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just looked at the time. I have to let you go.
Yeah.
But that's what you, yeah, I'm sorry. I got to go. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
I'm sorry. Bye. Sorry, guys. My end of my program just sneaks up on me like that. I will talk to y'all next Sunday. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.